Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome. You are hearing us once again, Making8.com. We are back on the ranch one more time, talking some rodeo with you. You know what? Got to tell you, rodeo fans, it's been a while. We have been out on the road. Making8 is just taking off. You know what? So much, I almost need some wings to keep up with it. We are just flying all over this country, broadcasting rodeos. We have got things rolling here these last month or so. We've got our guys out there on the road making a living. You know what? It's summertime, and, you know, rodeos are picking up all over the U.S. and Canada and Australia and, you know, you name it, no-hitting rodeos. So, you know, these guys are out making a little bit of money and enjoying themselves and enjoying the summer, and we definitely hope you are too. So we're going to let y'all know what's going to happen here. We're gonna roll through, man. Making8 has just really taken off. We formed some great friendships. We formed some good alliances. We're going to be teaming up with several associations we're working with right now. You know, we're doing some pretty amazing things for the rodeo industry, and we're very proud of being able to work with a lot of these guys. You know, it's just been our pleasure here these last month to get out and really work with a lot of these guys. You know, I'd like to bring in my co-host for the show tonight, but guess what? She's not here. You know, Amber Hill is just out. She's out cutting a rug somewhere. Actually, now she's not cutting a rug. She's cutting hay. But you know what? We want to wish her well. She really was hoping that she could call in and talk with us just a little bit. We're going to try to get over to her. She might get a chance here in just a little bit. But radio fans, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to come back and talk some rodeo action. We've got some guest co-hosts for the night. Here, let's put it like that. You know what? It's been a month. You know, y'all, cut me some slack here. It's been a while. We're just breaking it back in. But we're going to let y'all know when we come back from our short break what's been going on with Making8. Some of the rodeos we've been out to, what we've been seeing out there. We've got a lot of good cowboys. You know, really trying to make some money and do some big things for the sport of rodeo. Been to some great bull rides here. Let me tell you, these bull rides have been, you know, bar none. Definitely something that y'all need to be getting out to during the summer. Get your kids out there. Great family sports, good family outing. So don't waste no time, rodeo fans. Get it together. Let's get a grip here. So we're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. This my resist call, it's black as the night. For my boots, they're leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of love. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist, all as black as a knife on my first deliver night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and it's free. You can't resist my resist, all as black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Welcome back to Making 8 Outreach, back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're going to sit back, talk some rodeo with you for the next hour or so. Going to kind of catch you up on all the Making 8 action, you know. I mean, there is a lot to talk about in the rodeo world, and I apologize if we do not get to everything. But Making 8 itself has done so much here. The guys that have been working on Making 8, you know, we've got some great partnerships. We've got guys like Ross Hill that have been broadcasting. We've got the D-Man himself been trying to put on the Soul Man Hour. And, you know, it's just been unfortunate. We haven't been able to get him together. He's out trying to make a living these summer months as well, you know. But we do have some additions to the family. We definitely want to welcome in Rob Smets. We've got him involved. He's doing his morning coffee with Rob Smets show. Actually going to be tomorrow morning. It's going to be broadcasted at 8:30 Eastern time. That'll be 7:30 Texas time, and I think somewhere around 5:30 California time. So if y'all get a chance, jump on making8.com, click on the morning coffee with Rob Smets link right under the radio channel. Get on over there and listen to the show. He's only going to do a 30-minute segment. It goes pretty quick, but I'll tell you what, you definitely want to hear what this guy has to say. If any of y'all are Facebook friends with Rob, you know, you've been able to sit back and hear some of his motivational things. And, you know, the guy likes to sit back and talk rodeo, and he likes to talk life, and he just likes to talk, all right? We all know it, you know. But hopefully we'll be able to touch up with him just a little bit. But y'all make sure to get that on your calendar and get ready to go over there. Now, I'm going to bring in this next girl. She is one of my inspirations, you know, when it comes to internet radio, and we've had a fortunate deal to actually be on her Blog Talk Radio page that she has. This is one girl that definitely knows rodeo. She knows the rodeo business. She actually has a couple different businesses going on, and we're going to jump over and talk with her. Her name is Jennifer Seward, and Jennifer, welcome to the Back on the Ranch show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jeez, I'm an inspiration. That's awesome. Well, you inspire me as well, and that's why we're talking and working together and becoming more of a team every day because, you know, we got to collaborate. We got to promote this for rodeo. So what better way to do it than with you guys?
You know, when you think about it, Jen, really, you know, you see these bull riders out there, these other athletes that are competing against each other for the money at the end of the night, but they're out there helping each other along the way. You know what I mean? And, you know,
right.
We both have internet radio shows. You know, we both talk to athletes. We both talk in the rodeo community. If we work together and we get these fans involved, we're not going to do anything but make the sport better, you know? And if you're doing a good thing, I want to pat you on the back and encourage you just like you do me. I mean, it just works out that way. I love it. You know, it's just a special thing. And if they can do it in the rodeo world where they're competing for the money, why can't we do it here where it's just good fun, you know?
Right. There's nothing better than collaborating. And I think that also, in some instances, people need to understand there's a time to collaborate and there's a time to compete. And for the sport of rodeo, it's really about collaboration because it is such a family. And everyone's here to help everyone else and promote the sport because the only way it survives is because of us promoting it, because it's just one of those sports to where people have to learn and understand it and kind of live it. And it's not something that's in our school systems that they see on a day-to-day basis, like football and basketball and baseball. It's something that has to be taught because these are inner city kids, you know, even close end rural kids sometimes don't understand what rodeo is, what the ethics are, what cowboys do, what the stakes are going out there on the road and spending their time, money, and effort, and how expensive it is. And, you know, it's all these variables that go into actually competing too with the bulls and all the stock and your horses. It's so amazing the mental strength and the toughness it takes to be in this sport. And not a lot of people know about it, and so we're here to make it so that people understand what it's about and promote the athletes, promote the sport. And I love promoting the athletes because they're what makes this sport great. And, of course, the stock contractors and all the people that collaborate to make it so that, you know, we actually have rodeos and the sponsors and everything's phenomenal. That's great. But these athletes spend their money each day and their time to be out there and do what they love to do, and that's rodeo or bull riding.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I got to tell you, Jen, you know, I have been corrected on that over the last month. Now, we have just been covering events. Now, we've been covering SEBRA, which is the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. Definitely one of the best over here in the east side. I have seen some tremendous rodeos, and I'm going to talk about them here a little bit later on in the show. But, you know, these guys have come out there, and I've said, you know, because I'm so used to talking about the rodeo fans, and, you know, we do cater to more than just bull riding. But we've been out there covering bull riding, and they are quick to correct me. They're not rodeos, they're bull rides, you know. But we have had just a lot of fun. Now, you got to tell me a little bit about what you have going on here. You're the host of True Cowboy Radio.
Uh-huh.
And you promote athletes. You have a promotional business where you, you know, you promote some of the athletes involved in the sport in different ranges. And I want you to talk a little bit about those. But you also have another business that you're just now starting up, and I want you to talk about that too.
Okay. Well, first off, mostly people know me from two aspects. For one, and that is my True Cowboy Rodeo Talent Agency that I started about a year and a half ago, and it's funded by my own money, my own time and effort and contacts and everything, and I spend time outside of my other jobs that I have to promote my athletes, help them find sponsors, get them connected with people, whether it be sponsors or just great connections, and I have a website for them, and I promote them, blog about them, do Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff to promote them. And so pretty much I'm a sports agent for them, and, you know, I do my best to try and get them anything that they can and give them that contact, because they don't have the time to always go out and chase those things. They're paying attention to rodeo, what they're doing, trying to get to the national finals, working with their horses, traveling. I mean, it's very, very difficult. But, you know, with the internet and stuff like that, it's made it a little bit easier to connect with people and email and Twitter and things like and Facebook. That's great. But they don't always have the time to sit down to do it. And some of them aren't as technical as maybe I am. So I'm here. I built my own website. I'm actually revamping my website right now. It's going to be a part of my 5-star unplug, which I'll get to in a minute. But then over the past now 11 months, I have been broadcasting True Cowboy Radio, formerly on another station, and it's been fantastic. I've been interviewing rodeo athletes throughout the year, and we also went to the National Finals Rodeo and spoke with a lot of the guys out there. one of my athletes actually made it to the national finals. He's actually a three-time national finals qualifier in the tie-down roping, Tyson Durfee. And so we had a great time out there and made some great connections. And so I'm going to be doing some stuff with Tropicana Las Vegas this year as well with some great events. I'll also get to that as well. But what True Cowboy Radio is really about is the athletes and promoting the athletes, what they do on a day-to-day basis to their mental aspect of things, how they keep going, how they get through injuries, and, you know, really the mental side of things, and also what they do outside of rodeo. Some of these guys are actual entrepreneurs and have other things going on. They have a family to raise, things like that. And, you know, those things aren't really touched on as much with the athletes and rodeo side of things. They're very family-oriented. Their family is typically on the road with them, you know, traveling. So it's very family-oriented. So those sorts of things are very important to touch on. And what inspires them, and maybe their conversation and what they have to say inspires other athletes that are coming up. So that's really what the show is about, and I, you know, love the athletes and what they represent, and I think that there needs to be an outlet that just talks about them. You know, we hear all the live stuff, which is fantastic. That's great. Everyone wants to see and hear the live events, but this actually gets people to know them on a more personal level. So I love that part of it. So we're going to continue that here on Five Star Unplugged, which is my new internet radio station. Now, Five Star Unplugged covers a lot of different aspects, and I have now encompassed my True Cowboy Rodeo Talent Agency into this website. So even if you do type in my normal web address, which is truerodeocowboy.com, it will take you to a landing page within my Five Star Unplugged page. So
Okay. Anyway,
what Five Star Unplugged is about is not just rodeo, but it's also mainstream music, sports, leadership, and business. I want to educate people and help them, inspire them, give them hope. So on one level, you know, I have my True Cowboy Radio. I have the rebroadcast of you guys, Making Eight, and all the people that are on your shows. So that's very rodeo-oriented. I have the Five Star Think Tank, which is the educational part of Five Star Unplugged, and it covers the financial. There's an expert that's a mortgage broker that will be speaking. I have a leadership guy who goes to corporations and speaks, and he used to be a big corporate head and help train people, and he relates it to kind of like a horse whisperer type of thing. He's very relatable in the Western lifestyle when he speaks to people. So it's still...
Okay.
Connect with the Western style and the Western industry. And then I also have a sports psychologist who works with rodeo athletes, and that's phenomenal. I mean, I loved talking to her. She was so great, and she's going to be doing some segments. She also works with professional athletes that are in baseball and football and hockey, and she just got off of a huge hockey season because she's actually from Chicago, and the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup this year, so, you know, she was busy. I was like, you were doing your job. So anyway, she is fantastic, and those are some great people that are going to be on my show doing some segments. In addition, on the sports side of things, some more, I have Brian Berger with Sports Business Radio, which covers the business side of sports, and he does a lot of the mainstream stuff. I've actually been on his show, talked about the PBR and rodeo and what that is all about, and I'm kind of getting him a little bit more involved with talking about a little bit more of the business side of, like, rodeo and different things like that. So that'll be great. He's a part of our show, our station. And then the music side and the talent side, I have had the opportunity to get to know a lot of songwriters here in Nashville because I do live in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, they're really – they struggle a lot in the sense that they pound the pavement and they don't seem to get anywhere because they're not out there beyond the bars or beyond singing to each other and stuff like that. So I'm giving them a national outlet for them to promote their songs. Everything's copyrighted and everything like that, so, you know, nothing's going to go anywhere stealing anything. But I'm just saying, like, they'll be able to promote themselves. They'll be on my website. They'll be featured. Someone can come and back and play their song that they have played, and then same with up-and-coming talent. This is not all just country-western type of stuff, obviously, in Nashville, but there's a lot of Christian music artists here. there's a lot of, you know, rock artists as well and pop and stuff like that, which I'll branch out to. That's a great thing about internet radio is that it can reach everybody. It's not just in one centralized area. And the great thing of phone interviews and them being able to send you an MP3 and show you what they can do. So it's a great way for musicians, songwriters, new talent to come out and show us what they got and to be broadcast on a national level. And we're just hoping that everyone starts coming on board and following and using this as a hub to find some new talent. And, you know, I want to talk to also some entertainers and actors and musicians, person that can just rip on the guitar. I mean, yeah, I want that guy on my show. Why not? So is what Five Star Unplugged is about. And I also have a featured talent session where I have some friends of mine that are going to be on here. I'm also going to be talking to Mr. Luke Kaufman about having his own featured page on here too. So I really am about promoting people and hope, because there's so many talented people out there and they just don't get the opportunity, the chance, and they can't travel. They can't. This is such a way to there that can call in, have an interview. I play their music and say, hey, look, this person's great. You know, and if they want to contact them, there's contact information. You know, I'm just the liaison, I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah,
so,
10-4. Well,
anyway,
I
just talked right there for like ever, and you didn't say anything.
Well, you know what? That's all right. That's all right. We'll go back to the whole, you know, getting back to the rodeo and you being at the NFR and all that. The best thing, mm-hmm. The best thing about Vegas was the fact that you got to run into me out there. So I don't want to get it.
Absolutely.
You know, we did have a good time, and it was definitely a pleasure meeting you out there. You know, I know we were so busy with Rob Smets and covering the Thunder Echo games out there. We just got so tied up and didn't have an opportunity to really sit down like we wanted to. Matter of fact, I think I met you right there at the casino bar, and we exchanged business cards and shook hands and chatted for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I had to run back in there in the arena. But, yeah, it was really a good time.
Yeah, I was just like you. I was running, chasing around everybody, talking to sponsors, athletes, and, man, but I got my exercise, though, especially running around Cowboy Christmas and stuff like that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This year
absolutely.
It's going to be even more, but I have a lot of stuff that's stationary. Also, at the Tropicana Las Vegas, we have a ton of events going on, lots of great prizes and fun games. We have an amazing music artist, Tony Marcus, who's going to be playing, and you have a chance to win, you know, free drink passes, you know, a saddle, some other stuff from Jack Daniels and Crown Royal, and we have Get Buck contests, and we have some Artists Unplugged items and Miss Country Tropic contests, and we have a talent contest as well. So, I mean, there's just so much going on. It's great because Tropicana is getting a whole renovation right now, everyone. And they're big unveiling with a lot of their interior. Their pools are getting renovated this winter. But interior renovation, it's gorgeous. So you guys all need to come out and check it out because Tropicana is where it's at now. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're definitely going to link up and you know, the fans at home will be able to click on makin8.com and they'll be able to see the Five Star Unplugged logos, and they'll be able to click on them and find out what Miss Jen over there is doing with Five Star and how things are going. But yes, we are definitely going to be featuring the True Cowboy Radio shows, your programs, and I know you actually have one coming up, and so you can't stay with us much longer, but we've actually got a caller on the line, so if you've got a second, we're going to click over and say hello to him. What do you say?
Oh, sure.
All right. 325 area code, you're back on the ranch.
You've got a caller on the line? You actually have a caller, Mr. Smesick?
Well, I got to tell you, Rob, I don't know. My phone board is actually lit up well beyond the five callers that are on there. And, you know, your debut show was last Wednesday. You know, we were sitting around having some morning coffee with Mr. Rob Smets. And I don't know if we got that many callers on your line. What do you think?
Well, it'd be nice if we could get them that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow's another day, and we've got another one. It's going to be bright and early at 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Texas time. And, you know, Rob, I got to tell you, joining us on the show right now is actually Jennifer Seward of True Radio Cowboy, True Cowboy Radio. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm so tongue-tied. But Jennifer, say hey to Rob Smets there.
How's it going?
It's all good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. I hear your show's going well.
Things are going well, yes, ma'am. So where are you located?
I'm actually in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, but I'm actually an Oregon girl. I moved over here, so I'm actually from Oregon.
Where in Oregon?
I live like 6 miles from St. Paul. I'm sure you know where that's at.
Yeah, I fought bulls there once or twice.
The big old St. Paul Rodeo. I'm going to miss that this year, and I'm so bummed.
I've got two daughters in Crow.
Yeah.
Do you know where Crow is?
I don't.
Just out of Eugene.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I'll actually be at the Malala Buckaroo announcing the Buckaroo Rodeo with my good friend Kelly Kinney.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I love it out there, that's for sure. And right now, the rodeo season is moving up into the Northwest, and so I'm just like, I need to get over there. So are you going to be able to go to the Pendleton Roundup? Are you going to head up that way?
I will be, yes, I'm going to be there. Fox Sports is going to do a TV series on the Pendleton Roundup being the 5th anniversary, and I'm the TV host.
You are. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I was pretty blessed there.
That is so great. Yeah, I heard that they were going to be broadcasting it, but that's some good news right there.
Yeah, it made for a nice beginning of the year. And then, now I'm losing track. Where was I last night, Scott?
Christina?
Well, we were talking last night that I actually proposed to my wife at the Pendleton Roundup.
You did? Aw, that's so great.
Yeah.
So you're going back there for, anniversary? You're going to do something special, right?
Actually, my anniversary is the short round at Reno when we're there in 2 weeks for the television for the in-country TV.
Mm-hmm.
That will be my 17th wedding anniversary. Carla and I got married at the Reno Rodeo, and Rowdy Berry and I fought bulls in our tuxedos that night.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like so much fun. But then you're all like, well, I hope you don't get hurt before we get married. Was it before or after?
It was after.
Okay, okay. You're like...
We got married in the afternoon and then went to the rodeo.
Okay, okay. If it was before, I would have been like, I don't know. I'm kidding.
Well, the wedding was before.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. The wedding was before, so that's good. But if you were to do the bullfighting before the wedding, that's when I would be like, I don't know. I don't know if you should go.
Ah.
Just kidding. You know how to dance around those things just fine.
There's one thing for sure. Rob is not going to get any uglier at the end of the rodeo.
I can't get any uglier than you anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, actually, Rob.
Well, start, Scott.
I hear you. Well, Jen is actually one of our fellow blog talkers. She's got a radio program, and she features a lot of the rodeo athletes. She's been doing a lot. She's actually got a show coming up tonight right after our show. So we're going to get everybody to hopefully tune in to her show next. But, yeah, she's another one of those featured blog talkers, and she kind of got me situated, and she's really been doing a lot of work with us. And, I know she's really interested in what you've been doing with the morning coffee shows.
Well, we're working at getting it off the ground. You've been, of course, my mentor, being the old man that you are, and helping me get it off the ground. And this will be our second one tomorrow morning, and I'm really looking forward to it. We've had a lot of fun with it, and it took us a while to get it off the ground, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Well, you know what, Rob? It wouldn't have taken so long if we could have gotten you out of your rocking chair on the front porch and gotten you back there by the computer long enough.
Sometimes a guy just gets comfortable.
I hear you, and it's your age. You just can't get up as fast as you used to. We know.
But you know what? Just don't ever forget this. I made a living getting up, and I can still get up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I won't put that past you. You know, it was fun to see you down here in Bunnell, Florida here a couple weeks ago, and still moving around that barrel pretty good. It was impressive to watch. I always love it.
We had fun, Bunnell. That was a great bull riding. In fact, this weekend I'm going to Twin Falls, Idaho for the PBR event up there. Judd Mortensen's got an event at the Twin Falls Fairgrounds, you know, and going to be a great crew of guys up there. He's got $12 tickets, and if you buy your tickets early, they got $5 off. So, I mean, you can go see a PBR for $7 if you buy your tickets before Saturday night.
That's awesome.
Man, you can't beat
that. Doesn't get any better than that, I'm telling you. That's awesome.
Well, hey, Jen, I know you got to go get ready for your show. But, you know, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed having you on, and we look forward to having you on more when we can talk a little bit more about Five Star Unplugged. And, you know, of course, like I said, you know, the fans are going to be able to tune into your show. You know, if they go back to the Making 8 radio page, they can scroll down to, you know, True Cowboy Radio and click on that link and listen to your show right after this one. So that'll be a good deal.
Yep, 9:00 Central Time, so check it out. And then also,
yep,
we're rebroadcasting
right.
You guys, too, so I think tomorrow we'll have this on our show here later tomorrow. So I always give you guys a day so you can have everyone go to your guys' site. So anyway, but, yeah,
good deal.
Thank you so much for letting me be on your guys' show tonight. And, Rob, hope to meet you soon, and good luck with your show, and hopefully I can steal you away for a few minutes online.
Rob, are you still with us?
I don't know. I'm like, what? He might have laughed him.
Well, it's 8:30 his time. He may be taking a nap. You know,
he fell asleep.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. There we are.
I hit the mute button because I had to bite my lip over Scott.
I hear you. Well, all right, Jen, we're going to let you go. Like I said, for the fans that are out there listening in, y'all can tune in to Jennifer Seward's show and True Cowboy Radio. It's going to be coming up in, right after this one. So just go back to the makin8.com, click on the radio page, and then scroll down till you hit True Cowboy Radio. Click on that link, and you'll be able to catch up with Jennifer. And I know she's just doing some highlights and some replays from some of her previous episodes, but good luck tonight, Jennifer, and we look forward to listening in.
All right. Take care. You guys have a good night.
You too. All right there, Mr. Rob. I think we got another caller on the line, man. What do you say we take it? You with me for a few minutes longer? I know you got to get back to the basketball finals, but
I've been watching it, but my Celtics are behind at the moment.
I hear you. As a matter of fact, I've been kind of catching it myself. I just got the TV turned way down, so I can kind of catch up with a little bit. But I didn't realize they were playing in Los Angeles, man. I don't miss that place one bit. I hate going to that place.
That's a zoo.
Oh, but all right. Let's see if we can take this next caller. 405 area code. 405 area code. You're back on the ranch.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Not much. Who is this?
This is Jay.
Oh, Jay Blainard. Well, this is one of those young and up-and-coming bullfighters there, Rob.
I've seen him.
Oh, have you? Yeah, he says
the boys from Oklahoma.
Yeah, he saw the incident. He saw the hooking.
Oh,
and
really?
I was gonna tell you, Rob, you come over there when I was kind of half crawling over the fence or half holding myself up, one or the other, and I remember you saying, "Don't worry, chicks dig scars." Well, I tell you what, they got a little one where he cut me open, but when they did the surgery, they went through the inside of my eye. To reconstruct that area.
Wow.
I think it swelled up so fast, I didn't even know it was all broken for 2 weeks until the swelling went down. So I don't have any real gnarly scars or nothing, but I'm healed up as of today. Just went to the doctor, and they said, do whatever you want.
So when's your next rodeo?
It will be the 25th and 26th of this month.
Where is that at?
That one is in Monroe, North Carolina.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, and how do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I kind of jumped the gun on him a little bit, and I did step around a young one last night, and I'm feeling really confident. And I don't know if it was good that it happened right then. I was kind of coming off that deal in Stephenville, and I don't know if my head got a little too large or what, going up against some of them guys, and maybe I was a step behind. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to see the video yet. Nathan has it, and he can't get it sent to me, but I'm feeling really confident, so I can't wait. I mean, I'm sick of being at the house, and I'm just ready to go.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's all about mental attitude, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I've been I didn't realize this was my first surgery, and I didn't realize how much it can take out of your body. And I've been, you know, trying to work out and get myself in shape. Cause when they said I couldn't fight bulls, and even for a while they said, you know, don't be jumping around and stuff, because that eye, there ain't no telling what could happen if it got hit, or even if I just come down on the ground real hard. That first doctor, I had been, right when I got back from that show, I was out running and everything, and, well, later on that night, I realized that my face was kind of caved in after the swelling went down. The next day, I went to the emergency room, and he said, I can't believe your eyeball is still in your head if you've been jumping around and working out and stuff, because the bottom, the orbital floor and everything right there in the front of my eye socket on the bottom was just kind of gone. It was like back in my head.
Wow.
But now, after they got me put back together, then all I could do was work out. Because they said if it got hit again before it healed up completely, then it was going to be a bad deal. I'd lose movement of my eye. So I missed one bullfight and a few rodeos, but I'll be back now, and I can't wait.
Well, that's good to hear. And you're not having any problem with your vision?
When I look up, if I don't move my head for a while, if I'd look up at all, I'd get double vision. And now I can, it's not to the extent of like being normal, but it's a lot higher. I mean, the doctor said that there was like a 90% chance I wouldn't get feeling back in part of my face, and I got complete feeling back already. And then the movement of my eye is further than it should be. It's along to the point of like 4 to 6 months. So it's healing really fast. I'm pretty blessed with a quick healing on this deal.
I was going to say, you may want to say a nice prayer tonight and give thanks to our Lord there for the grace.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
sir.
Sure.
I definitely do that a lot.
That's good.
Definitely.
Well, I'm glad to hear everything come out good, because it did look a little Western up there.
Well,
oh, yes, sir. I said,
Jay, that's just like a response that Rob would give somebody, you know, trying to crawl out of the arena, you know, eyeball hanging out, whatever, and Rob walk over to you and say, you know what, chicks dig scars.
Yeah.
That would be his response for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I've been on the receiving end of that stuff, and there's nothing worse than when all your buddies are sitting there going, oh, gosh, oh, gosh. If you don't have anything positive to say, just shut up. I mean, Bull ran a horn in me in Salt Lake City back in 1985, and all I could hear Miles saying is, oh, my gosh, holy smokes, Cocky. And it was like, Miles, just be quiet.
Wait a second, hold on. Jay, Were you born in 1985?
The next year. The next year I was born.
Okay. You were
Messick, then if you want to go ahead and try to rub salt in the wound, I'm going to sugarcoat it a little bit. The next year that he was born, I won the third world title.
You're right. Yes, sir. Rob, there's no doubt. You can put us. You can shut me up.
I believe I have the video right here. Nope, it's 87. It's the NFR 87 that I have. I thought it was 86. I run in the house there, but it wasn't the right one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. Going to definitely catch up with you here. I know you got some rodeos down the line, but we've actually got another caller here back on the ranch, and I want to take this one here. North Carolina Cowboy, and we got his number popping up. So what do you say we jump in and take this guy? You stay with us, Jay?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on one second. 336 area code. You're back on the ranch.
Hey, Scott. How's it going, bud?
Oh, going pretty good there, Austin. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Doing good.
The fans at home, this is Austin Reddick.
Hold up. You said 336 area code.
That's right.
North Carolina.
Yep.
And you said Austin. Well, there's only one Austin in North Carolina.
There's only one Austin, right?
And when we talk about a few minutes ago about Jay and being able to give thanks for the grace and the blessings, here's a young man that has all kinds of room for thanks and blessings because God's done some fantastic things in his life. I get lots of messages about him because now I'll make sure I'm not way over my head here, but this has got to be Austin Riddick.
Oh, yeah, this is
Well, how's it going, Austin?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
The transplant, the bone marrow transplants, everything, it's all working good now?
Right, yeah, everything's worked out good and starting to get my strength back and everything. Looking forward to getting back on bulls and doctor said everything's looking good, so I'm pretty happy right now.
Austin, you actually just have some big news that just happened today, right?
Yeah, my lines, I had lines in my chest where they put the chemo and everything in, and they took them out today. So, I'm tickled to death about that.
Well, that's awesome. Yep, praise God for that.
There's no doubt. Now, Austin, you know who's on the other line over there, right?
Yeah, who's that?
You don't recognize his voice at all?
Just an old guy, Austin. It doesn't matter. The story's here about you. It ain't about the other guy anyway. But, I do have a friend, Austin, that is battling the same thing. You are in a battle with leukemia also. He was my banker down here in Texas, and he retired just this past year. Obviously, he's just a few years older than you. A great man, Dale Carey, and he just—they just did the bone marrow transplant on him Friday, and so he's still in the beginning. And you know much about all of this of having to wait and make sure that the grafts take, and kind of a nervous time, right?
Yeah. Everything, they knock everything down, in your system, and there for a few days, I think it took me a couple weeks before I started what they call, engrafting, to where cells start, to take to your body.
Right.
But is he doing good so far?
Well, I talked to him 2 days ago, and you know, he seemed in pretty good spirits. Actually, he's got a brother, I think Dale's 67 or 68. His brother was 70 that gave him the bone marrow transplant, and that actually from the blood that his brother had given, that his brother had taken it pretty hard.
Wow.
You know, that it pretty well, because of all the blood transfusions also, that he, it kind of drained his system and weakened him pretty good. But it just,
they did find like a match for him, like a.
Well, it was his brother, yes, sir.
Okay. See, I had the, they couldn't find a match. There's so many different.
What's wrong for you?
But they did the umbilical cord.
Uh huh.
Wow.
Well, Austin, this is Rob Smets. And I get to feel really blessed and privileged to get to visit with you tonight.
Yeah, it's a privilege getting to talk to you. But I figured that was you. Well, you know, whenever you bullfight and everything, or you know, I about got your voice down pat. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you don't mistake a voice like that, that's for sure. Now, wait till you see him, though, man. He's a lot uglier than he sounds. I can guarantee it there, Austin.
Yeah, there's only one guy in the world uglier than me, and that's Scott.
I know. But he's on TV, so the shock is over there.
Yeah, I know you're tougher than nails, though, Rob.
Well, I've just been blessed. That's it.
Yeah.
Just like you, the Lord's put his hand on me at the right times to keep me rolling and give me his grace and mercy, and I'm just really grateful.
Right. Yep. Prayer
That's
and faith.
You, you know, and now, Austin, you just had a birthday here coming up, right? Just turned 20?
Yeah, just turned 20 the weekend. 2 weekends ago, I believe it was.
Good deal,
June
man.
June 6th.
On June 6th, huh? 20. Gosh,
yep.
It'd be nice to be there again one time.
Yeah, I'm not going to even make a comment on that, Rob.
I just left that Sunday punch wide open, didn't I?
You did. You sure did. Well, hey, Austin, I got to tell you, man, it's been nice hearing from you. And, you know, what's your target goal, man? I know you're trying to get some of your strength back a little bit, but I know you got plans, man. It looks like you're going to try to get back to riding some bulls here, hopefully this summer, right?
To be back on by August. The end of August. Something like, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, of course, you know, making eight, you know, we're going to try to get up there. Now, while I got you on the line and before we let you go, we're kind of winding things down here, but you know what? I got to tell you, man, you know, you introduced us to one of those young little cowgirls up there in Brianna, and we, you know, Team Making Eight got to go up to the hospital and see her as well, you know, same time we went over and saw you. And I know she's at home, and she's actually tuning in right here, Rob, tonight, and, you know, she's kind of listening in. She's one of Making Eight's biggest fans, and we want to tell her that we love her and that Team Making Eight is here and wants to say hello to her. So, and Austin, I know that she's listening in, man. She just came in as you were as you got on the phone met with us, and so you want to say hi to Brianna?
Hey, Brianna.
I know she can't say hey back, right?
She can't say hey. I'll say hello to Brianna. Hello, Brianna.
There you go.
Didn't know if you had her on the line or what.
What's that?
I said I didn't know if you had her on the line or what.
No, I don't have her on the line, man. I wish we could, but she said that she was her mama, Christine, said that she was pretty beat today and kind of took everything out of her. So she's just kind of at home resting, listening in, but wanted to tell her that we love her and we miss her. We can't wait to get back up there in North Carolina and see her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a good
one. Sure. I hear you, man. Well, It has been great having you. It's been great having you on, Austin, and I look forward to getting back up there and being able to sit back and visit with you, man. We actually got to see you that Friday of your birthday here, last week or week before or whatnot. So look forward to getting back up there, man. Tell your family we said hello.
Yes, sir. I'll do it. And it was nice to talk to you, Rob.
All right, Austin. Take care. Be blessed, my friend.
You too, buddy. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. We'll see ya.
Adios.
Well, what do you say there, Mr. Rob, man? I certainly appreciate you jumping on. I'm kind of sure you're going to have to get to bed early so you can get up early and grab that morning coffee. What do you say?
Well, I'm going to be up. I promise you that much. So I'm going to watch the rest of the basketball game, though. I got to get to hooping and hollering for them Celtics and get a fire lit under their behinds.
I hear you, man. I definitely hear you. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Look forward to catching you up there and having some morning coffee with the old Rob Smits.
All right. We'll do it again at 7:30 in the morning then, Scott.
Bright and early. Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Jay?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, amigo.
I will. And it's kind of funny how situations got brought back to how God intervenes with things. I was just going to say, I was going to take off a few weeks after that incident there, and there was a bullfight in Taylor, Texas I went to, and Scott was there. I talked on the radio, and Skipper Voss actually talked to me about my accident and everything, and he said his advice to me was, do not enter an arena no matter what until a doctor says you can. And that wasn't my attitude whatsoever. And if I wouldn't have went to that show just to watch and help out, I would have never heard that from him. So, you know, there ain't no telling what would have happened if I would have been an idiot about it. And I think God does play a big part in everybody's life like that.
Well, the thing about it is, and we have a bad habit of doing it when we're at a young age like you are at, that we do get to feel them 10 foot tall and bulletproof. And you have to have that kind of attitude as a bullfighter, because when you step in the ring, you have to be able to feel that you can fight King Kong. But at the same time, you know, you've got to be able to know when you are hurt and realize that, you know, you got to be a little bit careful about how you go about things, and sometimes it's better to sit it out and live to fight another day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate everything you helped me with and your advice, and Scott, it was good talking to you.
Absolutely, Jay. Look forward to seeing you back out there, man. Look forward to seeing you back out there.
I can't wait. And, Rob, I'll be listening in the morning, so
I'll
talk to you guys later.
All right, Jay. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Well, Scott, thanks for sharing some airtime with me. I appreciate getting to come help you out. It was kind of fun tonight. Austin, man, what a powerful story that is. And a good young man, and pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt, man. That's what Back on the Ranch is all about, too. And, you know, we just carry it over tomorrow morning, you know, kind of get you fired up and we're ready to break out the morning coffee first thing.
All right, buddy. I'll have the coffee home.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. We'll talk to you in the morning, Rob.
All right. Adios.
All right. All right, the rodeo fans. Well, we're winding things down now. We did not get an opportunity to talk about some of the things that we wanted to talk about, which were some of the events upcoming and some of the things that Macon 8 has done. You know, we get some of these guys hanging around here back on the ranch with us, and kind of hard to get everything laid out that we, you know, when you want to, but you know what? That's all right. We're going to come back and get you another, hit you with another Back on the Ranch show. Definitely next week. You know, we'll be back at it and bringing it to you. Not sure if it'll be on a Monday or Tuesday. Now, you know, we're going to kind of close things out. Everybody's been asking about the Rolf Hill show. And, you know, where's Rolf Hill? And this guy is running 110 miles an hour out there. It was actually up in Canada for a little bit. They had a big rodeo week up there. And, you know, before we close, I got to tell you that Rolf Hill did a big promo for Macon 8, and we really appreciate what he's doing and supporting us. And, you know, we're supporting him all the same. You know, he has not been able to get back down here and have enough time. This guy is hitting plane, you know, catching flights out of Alabama and going to hit rodeos. He was just up in Cody, Wyoming, won a bullfighting up there, so congratulations to Ross there. But you know what? Before we go, we've got to slide down. Now, when Ross was up in Alabama, I've got to tell this story. This is one of the greatest deals. Ross was up there, and he was actually co-hosting a show up there on the radio station all week long. And it was a radio station that broadcasted on Canada radio station, 99.7 The Wolf. And definitely much love to those guys. We've got them linked up. So if you go to Making 8 radio page on the right-hand side, you can click and listen to 24-hour, 7 days a week live radio broadcast from 99.7 The Wolf up in Canada. You definitely ought to tune in. But Ross Hill was up there for the entire week doing a morning show. And, you know, they sent us a link now. Ross was up there and played some jokes on his buddies up there just a little bit. And he decided to prank call one of his buddies down here in Alabama. So let's take it to, and we're going to do a recap of the Ross Hill prank call. This is classic rodeo fans. Y'all have got to tune in and listen to this.
Good morning, it's Gonch, Rocket, and Ross Hill.
Program brought to us by Bonneville Water Conditioning and Portage College. Now, Gonch, you and Ross were talking a little bit earlier. You're going to do some prank calls to some of Ross's friends in the States.
That's right. Ross, do you have anybody in mind or any stories that we could go to that we could relate to so we can give your friends a call?
Yeah, one great one just happened last week. One of my my best friend, my partner back home, Andy Barnes, bullfighter, bull rider, and also a certified welder. Well, he's in town from been working hard, and he was asleep the other morning about 6:30, and he just a mad ruckus under his trailer. He didn't know what it was, so he gets out. Imagine this, country redneck, gets out of his trailer in his whitey tighties, goes around, looks under his trailer, realizes that it's a bulldog eating his pet cat up in the insulation of trailer, like completely hidden his dog. So he runs back inside, he gets his buck knife, he runs back out there, he slits the insulation on his trailer, just had to ruin his trailer, you know. So he slits the insulation, the bulldog falls out. When the bulldog falls out, he gets mad at Andy and starts trying to bite him. Well, then he starts trying to get back up in there with the catch, you know, so Andy freaks out. He don't want to try to cut the dog, so he runs back in the house, gets the 30-30, runs back down and shoots this dog point blank.
He must have just destroyed that thing with a 30-30.
Now, here's what's great. He thought for sure he shot him to dead, you know what I'm saying? Hit him right in the neck. Bulldog flops over dead. He sets the 30-30 down. By that time, the bulldog jumps up and runs back to the owner's house.
Holy man.
Runs towards the road right in front of his girlfriend's car so he can't shoot it again. You know what I mean? And these people are building a porch right at his immediate neighbor's house. And they got, you know, 80 acres there. So it took the dog a minute to get there. By the time the dog got into the neighbor's yard, it kind of fell over. And anyway, so the neighbors called the cops, and it's been a big ordeal. You know, Andy had to show the cops where the cat died and you know, this and that.
Right, yeah.
So he was fired up about it, man. I think he'll take this call really good.
All right, let's phone Andy, see if we can scare him a little bit.
Hello.
Hey, is this Andy?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? My name is Tim. Andy, we had a report come into my office. I'm a lawyer, by the way, on you running into an incident with an English pet bulldog.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, there's been an issue with that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to come by your place this afternoon and press charges.
Press charges?
Yeah, see, it's kind of against the law to shoot pet animals.
No, it ain't. Not when they're packing other pet animals. Mine, I got a dead cat out of that deal, man.
Right, I know, but in the state...
Got pictures of it, got my own lawyer.
Right, but in the state, though, it says that a dog is much better and much worthy than a cat. So a dog comes first, then a cat. So unfortunately,
man, I ain't listening to this, and I'm not gonna be home this afternoon. I'm out working cows, selling cows and stuff right now.
I know, but we might have to repossess your home. We might have to take it away.
All right, let me call you back.
No, I can't. I got no time. What's the address? Your place?
No. I got no time for this either.
Well,
sir,
it could cost you about $10,000 just for abuse to a pet here.
Hold on.
All right, 8:43, it's Gonch, it's the Rocket, and Ross Hill, and when we phoned Andy, Ross's buddy who got into a little trouble with the neighbor's dog, he ripped up some of his house, the siding on his house with a butt knife, and ended up killing a bulldog because he was chasing his cats around, and we phoned him and pranked him, saying that I was a lawyer and that his neighbors wanted to press charges. And he seems like a guy that has a short fuse.
Yeah, he's my partner, and we've been toe-to-toe more times than one. And just a super guy, though. Like, I mean, you can't ask for better because he stands up for what he believes. And I mean, this couldn't go no better right now. I say we call him again.
Yeah, I think so. And Rocket, we need you to be the angry neighbor.
Okay. I will do my best southern
twang. Nice. All right, here we go. Let's give Andy a call.
Hello?
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
I'm all right. I've been contacting my attorney, and y'all will be getting a call at the deal.
That's okay. I'm Tim again here, the lawyer. I'm with the person who filed the complaint and wants to press charges, your neighbor.
Yeah, hey, yeah, and this is Tina, and we are not in...
That's all right. I don't care if you're impressed with me for shooting that dog.
You know what?
That's
insane.
That dog
was just rummaging around. He smelled a cat, and he was interested.
Yeah, and the dog tried to bite me. It killed one of my cats up underneath underneath my house, and it started stinking.
Well,
I had to get the damn thing out.
Been spitting at my dog.
Anyhow, I'm not listening to this. I done contacted my attorney, and they will be paying for the damages around my house, the dead cat, and the expenses to get the cat out.
You
so y'all
how
have
much
a good day.
Dog is worth?
Nice. 8:51 with Gaunch, Rocket, and Ross. And your buddy Andy, he's pretty steamed right now, I bet.
Yeah, he's got a short fuse, man. There couldn't have been a better caller for this unit.
And Rocket, you nailed it. Good job. Good,
yeah.
good job.
You know, for you to have such a southern twang, I don't know why you don't use it more.
I don't know. I guess it's all those years watching Forrest Gump. Me and
all right.
Jay and
Nate. Do you think we should phone him back and break it to him that it was just a joke?
Yeah, we better, because I bet you 100 he really called the lawyer.
Okay. Let's hope we didn't do that. Let's give Andy another call.
I'm listening.
All right, Andy. You know, we have a deal for you to work out here with.
No, there's no deal. The deal is I'm suing y'all. I've been talking to the attorney, and I am pressing charges for the dog tearing up my property.
Okay.
And killing my cat. And that dumb shit you talked about a minute ago about a dog being superior is crazy when a dog tried to attack me. Y'all will be getting a phone call here pretty soon. I didn't give them your number.
Well, okay.
Your name was Kim, correct?
You'll have to book them a plane ticket because we're all the way up in Canada, so I don't know if they're going to fly up here.
Yeah, you sounded like a Yankee. I'll tell you that.
We sound like a Yankee.
With that bullshit.
Andy, settle down a little bit. My name is Gaunch. The lady that you heard before is my co-host Rocket. We're here with Ross Hill. He's
oh, my God! Ross Hill on the phone!
You got caught,
dude. God, no! Ross, I owe you one for that, buddy.
That was perfect, dude. That was perfect.
Oh, man.
Andy,
I got to call my attorney.
All right, welcome back there. If y'all have just been listening, you've been here. Ross Hill was up just a week or so ago up in Canada doing a big, hosting slot up there. And, you know, for a radio station, 99.7 The Wolf, and prank called one of his buddies in Alabama. Now, we couldn't get Ross Hill on the line. He's actually on his way back from Cody, Wyoming. But it just so happens I have somebody on the line that can kind of elaborate a little bit on this prank call and how things went. And y'all know her. She's the Gator Bait. Amber Hill is on the line. So, Amber, how are you doing, darling?
I'm tired. I'm wore out, but I had to call in anyway.
I hear you.
I've been hauling hay for 2 days straight.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what I'm hearing. You know, you're cutting the hay up there, but,
when hay season comes around, Ross leaves, you know, that's the way it works.
Yeah, I hear you. He's always leave town when the work needs to be done.
That's right.
Well, you called in at the right time, though. We were just doing that prank call deal. Now, I was just catching word that you were actually there at Andy's house when all that happened. Is that correct?
Well, we were in my truck headed to get cows, and we were running late to the sale, and we had to pick up one cow at one pasture or one little bull at one pasture and haul to another pasture, you know, and hurry and get to the sale. We were running late. He was mad, fighting mad. He was, like, ready to punch a hole in my window, you know, my truck. He was so mad. And we were, the whole time he was talking, we're in the background trying to keep him calm, like, because we didn't know anything about the prank. We thought it was real. So we're, me and his wife, Ashley, we're trying to keep him calm the whole time. And then all of a sudden, like, all that laughing in the background and talking about, call your attorney, that was me and Ashley. So, yeah, it was funny.
I
haven't heard it yet either, so it was even more funny, really, hearing it all.
Yeah, when you sit back and you listen to it like that, man, it was classic. And that's what I, you know, I talked with them up there at the radio station when Ross was up there. It was a great time. And, you know, he has done, he did a lot of good things up there, not just for Making Eight, but for himself. And it sounded like he just had a blast. And when he did that prank call, it was classic. I said, you know what, we got to get a copy of that because I've got to rebroadcast that on our Back on the Ranch show. And I'm sure Ross is going to call me up and say, hey, man, you got to, you know, as a matter of fact, I talked to him today and he said, you know what, we got to do more prank calls. So
yeah.
There might be a few more in the works, you know, but there's no way I can't do it alone, man. I'd have to have Ross to help me on that because that was just classic. You know, you couldn't have put a price tag on that. It was definitely worth it. But so how are things going with you other than working your tail off cutting hay?
Good. I've got the summer off of school, you know, doing this and that, staying gone on the weekends, but enjoying my summer, really. It's been hot, but I haven't complained one bit because we had a cold winter, you know, so I didn't complain at all. I love it. Everything's going good.
That's really good, Amber. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm sorry that we did not get a chance to get over to Muscle Shoals to hang out with you a little bit last weekend. We were just up there in Alabama.
And I wasn't even in town. I heard Rachel showed up.
What's that?
Rachel said she came over there, yeah, and she told me if she would have been prepared that your car would have been going back to, or your truck would have been going back to Florida with red and white on it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
so
I've already had that once.
Prepared.
I've already had you once there. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that, Amber. still have the marks on there. You know, one of these days I'm going to go get some diesel fuel and help take it off that windows. But, yeah, you know, there's no doubt. Every time I look over and I see that, you know, that was bad times for that Florida truck, you know. But that's all right, you know. Rachel actually showed us some good old hospitality, and we had a good time up there in Alabama. It was really nice to meet her, and, you know, it was nice to kind of know some familiar names and familiar faces off Facebook and, you know, some fans that have been following Making Eight and Ross Hill, of course, you know. I don't know why she follows him around, but good Lord, she does.
Oh, I know.
Can't
I'm not sure either.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just winding things down at the end of our show here.
I'm glad I got to catch the tail end. I hate I wasn't there through the whole show, and I really had to miss it. I'll have to go back and listen. But we had Dad had a clinic at the feed store, a Nutrina feed clinic and a nutrition clinic, and I had to help him with that. And well, that was in amongst all the hay hauling and everything. But that's what we had going on tonight where I couldn't call in. So.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be setting up. We're going to do another Back on the Ranch show tomorrow or next week sometime. I'll get with you. And of course, I got to have my co-host back, the Gator Bait.
That's right.
All right, Amber. Well, I'll tell you what, you take care. Go get some rest and, you know, don't work yourself too hard the rest of the week.
All right, I'll try. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you later.
All right, Amber. All right, fans, that's going to wind down our show here Back on the Ranch. And want to thank you all for tuning in and, hopefully we'll get a chance. Well, you know, we'll definitely be here with us next week. I'm not sure if it'll be on Tuesday or Monday, but y'all hang tight. Keep checking out Making Eight. You know, we've got Jennifer Seward and True Cowboy Radio going on right now. So y'all click on over and y'all can check out her show. And, of course, you know, don't forget to check out Morning Coffee with Rob Smets tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Texas time. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to close things out with the big promo that Ross Hill did while he was up there in Canada. And, you know, want to thank him for doing that and really appreciate it. So y'all get a grip till next week, and we'll catch you on the morning show with Morning Coffee with Rob Smets. Until then, y'all have a good night.
And we needed to make a special request to some of your friends down in the States.
Yeah, we're going to send a shout-out to the Making Eight Connection, Scott Music. That is with www.making8.com. You can also pick up the Ross Hill Show there, the Rob Smets Show, Back on the Ranch. It's got a bunch of different internet blog talk radios. So
okay.
Scott Music for tuning in and listening and shouting out. We got you a song coming, bud.
All right. What should we request them?
You know, there's only one song that stands out for Florida, and that's going to have to be John Anderson, Seminole Wind.
Perfect. It's on the Breakfast Request Fest. Thank you to everybody down in Florida for listening and all of Ross's friends. I just looked on his Facebook. Ross Hill, Pretty popular dude. He's got over 1,500 Facebook friends. John Anderson, Seminole Wind, It's on the Wolf. Fresh Country and the best Southern rock, and 99.7 The Wolf. John Anderson and Seminole Wind for all of Ross Hill's friends down listening in Florida.